As early as 1601, false Dmitri number one, whose real origin is lost to the centuries, was going around Moscow complaining to be Dmitri Ivanovich, son of Ivan the Terrible and his wife Maria. False Dmitri number one was arrested but escaped to Poland, where he converted to Roman Catholicism. The Poles were happy to help him out, just as they were happy to help anyone out who hated Russia. In 1604, false Dmitri number one marched against Russia with a motley crew of adventurers, Polish mercenaries, and Cossacks. Cossacks were peasants who had escaped serfdom by running so far into the hinterlands that Russian justice couldn't find them. Even so, false Dmitri number one's chances of success were less than zero until Boris I, that is, Boris Godunov, took ill and died in April 1605. Boris's son was crowned at once as Tsar Fyodor II, but the boyars murdered him, deciding they'd rather have a false Dmitri than a real Godunov. At first, the new Tsar Dmitri, he didn't call himself false Dmitri, obviously, ruled Russia well enough, but he soon showed his true colors. He displayed a passion for everything Polish and married a Polish princess who hadn't even bothered to converting to Russian Orthodoxy.